Myself alone. I know the feelings of my heart, and I know men. I am not made like any of those I have seen. I venture to believe that I am not made like any of those who are in existence. If I am not better, at least I am different. Whether nature has acted rightly or wrongly in destroying the mould in which she cast me can only be decided after I have been read. Let the trumpet of the Day of Judgment sound when it will. I will present myself before the Sovereign Judge with this book in my hand. I will say boldly, "This is what I have done, what I have thought, what I was. I have told the good and the bad with equal frankness. I have neither omitted anything bad nor interpolated anything good. If I have occasionally made use of some immaterial embellishments, this has only been in order to fill a gap caused by lack of memory. I may have assumed the truth of that which I knew might have been true, never of that which I knew to be false. I have shown myself as I was, mean and contemptible, good, high-minded and sublime, according as I was one or the other. I have unveiled my inmost self, even as thou hast seen it, O eternal being. Gather round me the countless host of my fellow men. Let them hear my confessions, lament for my unworthiness, and blush for my imperfections. Then let each of them in turn reveal with the same frankness the secrets of his heart at the foot of the throne, and say, if he dare, I was better than that man. I was born at Geneva in the year 1712, and was the son of Isaac Rousseau and Suzanne Bernard, citizens. The distribution of a very moderate inheritance amongst 15 children had reduced my father's portion almost to nothing, and his only means of livelihood was his trade of watchmaker, in which he was really very clever. My mother, a daughter of the Protestant minister Bernard, was better off. She was clever and beautiful, and my father had found difficulty in obtaining her hand. Their affection for each other had commenced almost as soon as they were born. When only 8 years old, they walked every evening upon the tray. At 10, they were inseparable. Sympathy and union of soul strengthened in them the feeling produced by intimacy. Both, naturally full of tender sensibility, only waited for the moment when they should find the same disposition in another. Or rather, this moment waited for them, and each abandoned their heart to the first which opened to receive it. Destiny, which appeared to oppose their passion, only encouraged it. The young lover, unable to obtain possession of his mistress, was consumed by grief. She advised him to travel and endeavour to forget her. He travelled, but without result, and returned more in love than ever. He found her whom he loved still faithful and true. After this trial of affection, nothing was left for them but to love each other all their lives. This they swore to do, and heaven blessed their oath. Gabriel Bernard, my mother's brother, fell in love with one of my father's sisters, who only consented to accept the hand of the brother on condition that her own brother married the sister. Love arranged everything, and the two marriages took place on the same day. Thus my uncle became the husband of my aunt, and their children were doubly my first cousins. At the end of a year, a child was born to both, after which they were again obliged to separate. My uncle, Bernard, was an engineer. He took service in the Empire and in Hungary, under Prince Eugene. He distinguished himself at the siege and battle of Belgrade. My father, after the birth of my only brother, set out for Constantinople, whither he was summoned to undertake the post of watchmaker to the Sultan. During his absence, my mother's beauty, intellect, and talents gained for her the devotion of numerous admirers. Footnote: her talents were too brilliant for her position, since her father, the minister who worshipped her, had educated her with great care. She drew, sang, accompanied herself on the theorbo. She read much and wrote tolerable verses. During the absence of her husband and her brother, while walking with her sister-in-law and their two children, she delivered the following impromptu when someone happened to mention them.
Ces deux messieurs qui sont absents, nous sommes chers de bien de manière.